Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don Cooper is our guest. We're celebrating his 15th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the president of the Sales Heretic. He is the Sales Heretic. And DonCooper.com, right, Don?
That's correct, Jim.
Somebody wants to get you to help them with their sales organization, speak to their groups. They can find you there, can't they?
Yes, indeed.
So check that out, folks. DonCooper.com. All right, Don, we're talking about the frenetic holiday season. How do we decide where to go, when to go? We got different kinds of events out there right this time of year. Some of them are purely social, old friends, and some of them are business related. Like a customer says, hey, why don't you drop by my Christmas party, right?
That is correct.
So which one do you go to? You go see the old friends or the good customers?
Again, that depends. If you can do both, but if you can't, let people know. You know, I'd love to come. Unfortunately, I have a previous commitment, and that's okay.
Let me tell you something. This is where I would go see my old friends another day. If they're really your old friends, they'll get over it. And because I would make sure that my customer invited me to a Christmas party, there was no question about where I would be.
I might do that as well.
I love my customers.
But that depends. And everybody is different. Not all small business people want to socialize with their customers.
I don't understand that.
Well, a lot of small business people are introverts. And if you're an introvert,
I don't understand that.
That's tough for extroverts to understand. And yet it is critically important. If you're an introvert, to recognize that and to be in places where you're comfortable. And if you're not comfortable socializing,
if you are
client,
an introvert, and that's causing you to not love up your customers, not to support them, not to want to be to make them happy, then you either need to get some help for that, or you need to go get a job somewhere.
Well, you can do both, and at the same time, it's also okay. You have to understand, Jim, that some people are introverted to the extent that they're really, truly uncomfortable in those situations. And
I didn't say you had to be. I didn't say you had to be the life of the party. You got to show up.
Not necessarily, because some people just don't want to socialize with their customers, and that's okay. Because you've got a business relationship with your mm-hmm. customers. You don't have to have a social relationship. You can,
mm-hmm.
and it can be valuable, but you don't have to.
I think you got to show up. You don't have to stay long, but I think you got to show up because I'll tell you. I mean, it's the little things. I just think we can't take any customers for granted, Don.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I know you're like that, and I'm like that, but I don't understand the whole introvert small business owner thing.
People are introverts.
And it's
hard for an introvert to understand what it's like to be an introvert.
No, I appreciate that. And I'm not being insensitive, but I'm just saying when it comes to customers, you don't have the right to be introverted if you want to develop that relationship. You can have a different kind of relationship with them, and sometimes it works. Sometimes a customer will understand that you're like that. But I still think they want you to show up. All right, let's just move on and talk about the networking events, about not making mistakes like you bet your job prom night.
Right.
No, we don't want any career defining moments at these events, right?
Exactly. And that's one of the most common mistakes at holiday networking events, in fact, networking events in general, is people drinking too much, getting too intoxicated, and then doing something really, really stupid that puts them, their business, in a bad light.
I've seen many employment relationships, many business relationships literally go from excellent to horrible in the span of an hour to two.
Yep.
At the wrong setting with the wrong volume of adult beverages.
Yep. it can take years to build up a good reputation, and yeah, it can take a few minutes to destroy it.
Here's all you got to do, folks. When you go up to the bar, just say ginger ale, please.
Yeah, or have a drink. That's fine. I don't tell people you can't drink. Just be really,
Some people can't.
How much you are. Yeah, and if you can't, then don't.
But you gotta have a filter. If you can't take your own, if you can't be your own filter, you better take somebody with you that can be your filter.
Right. Although again, if you can't, if you don't have a filter when you drink, then you either shouldn't drink or shouldn't go.
Well, that's right. That's right. But what should you do when you're wandering around these events when you brought somebody with you? Speaking of that, you brought your better half with you.
If you brought your spouse or significant other, then whether you split up or stay together depends on a couple of factors. The general rule, if you're going with a colleague from work or from your business, then you're best to split up. If you're with your spouse, whether or not you split up really depends upon the makeup of that group and the makeup of that event.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a party and it's mostly couples, and the couples tend to be pairing off in small groups, like the women are getting together over here and the men are getting together over there, then it's fine to split up. If it's more of a business-type relationship, business-type event, where your spouse doesn't know anybody or very many people, it's best to have them with you the whole time. So they
well, and I will control. Say this, folks, if you're, and this is Blasting Game's approach to this, if you're going to a customer's event and you have a significant other and they know you do, I would bring them with me.
Absolutely.
They want to see you in your role as a you know, outside of the business, as a family person or other relationships. They want to see that, folks, and this is from years of experience. Hey, Don's going to help us when we come back, sort out the holidays and social media, right?
Yep.
Don Cooper, ladies and gentlemen, doncooper.com. He and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.